In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we celebrate St. Mary of Egypt. And a good description of St. Mary would be from the Gospel we read for her. Her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. May this be a description of us, too. Part of it, for certain, is true. Because we have many sins. It remains to be seen whether or not we will be forgiven of these sins because we have great love. Perhaps some of you don't know the story of St. Mary very well. We read it every single Great Lent this past week during the Great Canon on Wednesday evening or on Thursday morning, depending on how people do it. And in her life, she described to St. Zosimus that when she was a child, barely a teenager, she started living in every kind of filth, every kind of fornication, every kind of sin. And by her description, she didn't think of these things as sin. She thought of this as life, she said. Every kind of filth to her was life. She was not even a prostitute because she wanted to assure that she had as much possibility to fornicate as she could, so she didn't even charge. She was a beggar. She barely had enough to live on. And she considered lying in filth to be life. From her own lips she said this. And then what happened? She became aware of her sin. In a miraculous way, the Mother of God not allowing her to go into the temple to venerate the life-giving cross until she came to her senses and realized how filthy she had been. And when she realized this, there was a moment in which she desired with all of her soul to change. And she promised to the Mother of God that she would do everything to change. Then she was able to venerate the cross. And she left and was given 3 loaves by an angel and went to the monastery of St. John the Baptist on the Jordan, confessed and communed there, went across the river by boat the next morning. Later on, she would be able to cross by walking on it. And spent, what was it, I think 47 years, is that right? In the wilderness. Not seeing anyone until the last 2 years of her life when she saw St. Zosimus on 2 different days. And when she described herself, such humility she had, such thanksgiving to God that she had been changed. She described that when she went into the wilderness, her desire for, as she said, embraces did not leave her. Her desire for the flesh pots of Egypt, the meat and the fish and the wine of which she had so much, as she told St. Zosimus, she still desired these things. And profligate drinking songs she would remember. And they would spur her and make her feel the hot flash of passion. And she would lay on the ground for a day and a night, she said, watering the ground with her tears until a light would descend upon her. She felt intimately the darkness that was in her. And she did something about it. So her sins, which were many, were forgiven because she loved much. Now, brothers and sisters, we are partially like St. Mary, and we should be completely like her. We already have sins. We might be able to kid ourselves for a little while, maybe even for a lifetime, a wasted lifetime if we succeed in this, that our sins are really not so consequential. They're just because, well, after all, we're only human, Everybody feels like this. Everybody goes through these things. Everybody does this stuff. There's darkness in our hearts. I hope you see it. I hope you feel it. It's cold. And it's a darkness darker than any natural darkness. I very much hope that you see this and feel it. Because if you don't see it and feel it, why would you want to change? Part of Christianity is knowing ourselves. It's an ugly story. Now, many places we can go, in the city of Dallas or all over the world or all over the country, where people will tell you all kinds of nice things about being a Christian. You can be successful, you can be popular, you can be victorious, you can be wealthy, but not what we say. Not what St. Mary is saying to us today. We're all terrible sinners. Let's just face facts. There's darkness in our hearts. I feel it. I hope you feel it. St. Mary felt it. She did something about this darkness. The darkness became light. That's a description, basically, of salvation. Darkness becoming light. Perhaps we have not fallen into fornication, or we have not fallen into drunkenness and singing drunken songs and idolatry and all the rest that she fell into. Perhaps. But there's darkness in our hearts. And right now we're darker than she is. Because we don't in every way recognize that darkness. You know, when St. Mary was describing her sins to Zosimus, he forced her to do it. By God's will, he forced her to do it. So she obeyed him. The humility, the compunction, even the fear that she felt is very evident in her words. Because she remembered what it had been like to be in the darkness. Oh, she was in light now. This is a woman who, when she prayed, she was a forearm's length above the ground. This is a woman who, in the desert, had 3 small loaves of bread, and they lasted for years. This is a woman who felt no sickness during her time in the desert, no physical sickness, despite the sun and the cold and the frost and the hunger and the thirst. But she remembered what it had been like. Do you remember? I hope you do. I hope there's something that you can remember that you once did and you don't do now. That you once thought and you don't think now. Or perhaps that once you did this very often and now less often. It's slowly getting lighter, sort of like at the dawn, right? When the sun just begins to come over the horizon, it is still dark, but the light is coming. That's what it is for us in this life. And the Lord describes St. Mary and all Christians when he describes this woman who loved him so much that she came making a spectacle of herself, washing his feet, wiping them with her hair. Everyone knew she was a sinner. Probably some of the people in the room had used her services and didn't want that to get out. And she loved much because she felt that God had released her from her sins. Somehow now she knew about them and she battled against them. And even if she was not wholly successful, she knew she was on the path of light. It reminds me of the publican, much like this woman. Perhaps this woman, the publican, still had vices which they fell into. It seems like the publican was still full of compunction, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, not even raising his head to heaven. And yet, what did the Lord say? He went away justified. In other words, made righteous. I've told you many times, and this is true. Be afraid of sin, but be more afraid of not repenting of sin. That's what you should truly fear, because that kills. The Lord said this about the woman and about ourselves, if it applies to us. It's a riddle, really. She had many sins, and she loved much, and therefore she was forgiven. You can also say, when we repent and see that our sins are forgiven, we love much. It's sort of a circle. If you love little, little will be forgiven. If you're forgiven of little, you will love little. The ones who are forgiven little, they don't know their sins. They go through life thinking, well, you know, I'm pretty good, really. I mean, I haven't killed anybody. They don't see the darkness. I've made it my life's work to tell you about this darkness. Because there's darkness in us. And the truth is, light can come. But only if you know you've got darkness. So if you know little about your sins, you will be forgiven little, and you will love little. This is the truth. This is the real gospel. And it's good news. See, I've always been a practical person. If something is true, you really can't get around it. What did one of our American writers say? Facts are stubborn things. Yes, indeed. Our human nature is stubborn. It's dark whether or not we want to think of it as dark. But God came to give us light. The image of God is still in us. We were made in this image, and that's light. But we cover it up with darkness. So the Christian life is slowly becoming light, so that his image becomes his likeness. So that in the end, when he sees us, he will say, well, good, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful in a few things, I make thee master over many things. Why will he say this? Because he will see his likeness in us. He will recognize us. This is the Christian life. And St. Mary epitomizes this Christian life. She had many sins, so do we. She loved much because she was forgiven of these sins. So should we. May God help us to see our darkness, to desire to be light, to fight.